The last major oil refinery strike in the U.S. was centered around wages and benefit packages. But this time, it's different.
This is an issue about the value that is placed on life, if you will.
Bob Bruno is a professor of labor and employment relations at the University of Illinois.
When you get disputes like this, they can generate really deep, long, and bitter fights. I mean, they almost become wars around just powerful ideas. And here the idea is, what is the value of the life of a refinery worker worth?
Professor Bruno predicts the strike will continue to spread across the country until both parties agree on new terms. The strike began February 1st, largely in Texas and California, to address staffing levels, hours, and place limits on the use of contractors to replace union members. Shell is leading the negotiations, and the company has made 7 different offers, all rejected by USW. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.